Basic witches.
Basic witches.
I mean, we're witches.
Basically.
What's up, witches?
Hey, witch.
Welcome to Basic Witches. My name is Leah Knauer.
And I'm Rachel LaForest.
We are so excited that you're listening. We know that it's very intimate to have little ear pods in your ears, listening to our voices and our thoughts. So thank you for letting us be inside your head.
Yes.
Oh, and also, Mom, if you're listening, stop.
Ooh, parental advisory. Literally.
Yes.
Anna and Steven. Get out now.
Yeah. Chris would probably enjoy it. Beth, no. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You will not like this.
We'll give you 2 more seconds to do that.
Yep.
And we're
hey,
good.
Everyone. Okay.
This is a loose potty podcast.
Potty podcast.
about life, sex, drugs, rock and roll, magic, and love.
Yes. So just to give you a gist of the show, Basic Witches, we're going to interview comedians, musicians, artists, the like, about manifestation and positivity and just all the witchiness of life. And then we'll give them a goddess oracle card reading.
So today we have Michael Glaser.
Yes, a now Emmy-nominated writer. Okay.
Hey, and we are so excited for you to go on this ride with us and Michael.
Yes.
Enjoy.
What do you feel when you walk in here?
I don't know. Lots of things. I have a weird relationship with this place, but it has nothing to do with spirits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here we are.
Yeah, but here we are.
Here we are with Michael Glaser.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Comedian, writer. Yeah. Which I wanted to text you the other day, but then I didn't because life just like gets away from you.
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell you, and I figured this is the perfect time. You are one of my favorite people in LA.
Thank you.
And I want you to know that.
Really?
Yeah.
My instinct is to say something immediately back that is like, also
don't,
kind.
Don't.
And I'm trying to straight up work on that just
don't.
To be open to like
receiving.
Being kind. Yeah.
Yeah, just
oh, wow.
Receive the
yes.
compliment. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's
oh
really
God.
Difficult and uncomfortable.
Yeah. That is a huge thing that we have been
learning on. Yep. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. That's a part of the feminine energy to receive. And everyone has masculine and feminine, you know? So like, if you think about anatomy, it's like the basics, feminine,
yes.
receiving.
You're literally receiving.
Yeah,
wow.
But it's good for everybody to be in touch with both of those sides. And most of our society is not as in touch with the feminine because most everything is done in a masculine
mm-hmm.
way.
Very aggressive, direct,
yeah,
assertive.
Monster energy drink.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Be masculine.
Yeah. Chug this. Feel this.
Exactly. Oh, that's good. That's good. I want to give you more to receive because I want to tell you that.
Oh, I love
yeah,
this.
Good practice coming right up.
Oh, my gosh.
<you're> No, seriously, from the first time I saw you before I met you at your show at the Improv.
Oh, cool.
And I was just like, yes, mm-hmm. your energy is so kind and mm-hmm. and gentle and like caring and
positive
nice.
And fun.
Thank
yes.
you. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
This is nice.
Yeah.
I can get into this.
Yeah. And like when we, yeah.
I'm getting complimented at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
And we just both vibed that we wanted you on the show.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Awesome.
Like,
especially because that moment too that I was on your podcast, we're recording
yeah.
in our living room. Rachel and I live together.
Mm-hmm.
And then like she just walked by and she was trying to be all like sly, like,
yes.
you don't see me. And then Glaser was just like, no, like come say hi. And
yeah.
like she
yeah.
just popped in on the podcast. And
yeah.
was just like, yeah.
So we've all kind of been together on a podcast before a little
yeah.
bit.
Totally.
Yeah. So we're like pros at talking. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I feel the same way because you did chat and you held your
yeah.
pee like, long enough to like really like give. Like you gave.
Yes. Wow. See what practice
nice.
That's giving
right.
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. And that's another thing I'm working on.
Really?
Giving?
Giving. Like giving without being too guarded.
Because
I
mean,
it sounds like honesty.
Yeah, this is honesty. This is an honest moment. Giving without needing to get back and like giving openly, even though that's scary, basically being vulnerable. Ugh.
Yeah.
Totally.
Isn't that hard, you guys?
It's terrifying.
Is it serving you though?
It's up and down.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah.
It's hard. That's especially like comedy when you can just be funny instead.
Exactly.
And it serves you so much better, like in a more, in like a shorter way.
In an instant way, yes. Yeah. But I'm like kind of trying to work on the long game, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Well, and there's right moments for each thing. Like there's times to be funny and then there's times to be serious and like not make a joke about things.
Yeah. But one of them kind of sucks.
Yeah, totally. One of them's more boring.
Yeah. One of them is. It's like, it is more boring. So, yeah.
Wait, what is your sign?
Ooh.
Aries.
We have just been learning so much about Aries.
Yeah.
Really?
Our other roommate, Rachel, is an Aries. So we were talking to her. What is that like for you?
As someone who loves like horoscopes and numerology and like really loves to dig into that stuff.
Cool.
Just because why the fuck not? Like somebody put in, it's so ancient.
Yeah.
It's so ancient.
Yeah.
So,
and when it matches up, it is insane.
It's,
can we go through our theory that we fucking unlocked the other night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we?
We were so high for this. Mm-hmm. So you'll get it. Okay. Help me out.
Okay.
So I'm a Gemini.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a Scorpio.
She's a Scorpio.
Okay.
And we both read this book, Pussy, A Reclamation, which is incredible.
And everyone should read it, especially all women, but probably all men too.
Yeah, it can't hurt.
Okay.
But so it's all about your pussy and talking to your pussy and almost personifying it and like
getting in touch with it, getting in touch with yourself, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Literally and physically and like emotionally, all the things. But so we were talking about the book and how we identify with our pussies.
I'm sorry to interrupt. What am I hearing? Are y'all hearing
it's a ghost.
Crazy bumping? I'm so sorry to
interrupt. Are you listening to EDM?
No. There's like wild bumping going on in the things. Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, and I just, when you're talking about this, I'm like, what is that? I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Whoa, I don't hear
interesting.
It.
I don't hear it either.
Okay, cool.
I wonder if it's a spirit. Oh, first of all, I want to say if there are any bad spirits in here, like be out. We only want good energy in here. So as long as we said that, then they're not here.
Okay.
So,
And so we are open to receiving signs and symbols, but just in guiding ways and friendly ways. Thank you.
Thank you.
Word. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, back to our story.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Wait,
again.
Is the bumping gone though?
Yes.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
Wow, that was weird. Okay, so we were talking about how we identify with our pussies. So Gemini is twins. It's like two, you know, opposite, conflicting, whatever. And twins like companions. So I always identify with my pussy now as it feels like my friend. So I feel like I'm going somewhere with someone. Like if I'm going into a meeting, I'm nervous. I'm like, oh, I'm not alone. I'm with my pussy. My pussy is here to support me.
That's great.
And it's like where I get my kind of source of confidence from. And
then for me, my pussy is so much motherfucking power, and especially sexually, money wise. And then I was looking up more on my sign, and
her pussy is currency.
My pussy is like,
word.
Energy exchange, money exchange, power, sex, money. And that turns out the second chakra, which is your sacral chakra, which would hold all of the pussy, the yoni, is money, sex, and power.
Wow.
So, which is like what Scorpio is known for. So, we are both, we both independently got in touch with our pussies and identified it in a specific characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out those are the characteristics of our sign. So, it's like, we're so our signs, people. So
that's
tell us,
we are just stars.
Yeah. So how do you feel like you're Aries?
I don't really know.
How do you identify
know.
With your pussy?
Well, what I was going to say is what's crazy about that is to like talk about like my dick is like, I don't.
The comedy star, please.
Right. Oh, here's a hot five that also, if anyone has tags out there, let's send us some tags for this act out. It's just that it's just like a thing. Instead of like, I personifying it is really interesting
it's not as
to
much
me.
Self
right,
for you?
Exactly. To like actually,
maybe it's external.
Yeah, totally. And also, it's just like a dumb hose that has two functions. You know what I mean?
Where do you feel the seat of your intuition? Do you have a physical spot you feel it? Because you're pretty intuitive.
Yeah. Where would that be? Like, so
could be your
where
gut,
are the chakras?
Could be your throat.
Hmm. I'm heavy into this, but I pretend I'm not.
He's pointing to his forehead.
To my forehead. It's probably here.
Okay, your heart.
Right here.
Oh, and with all
I
your
get
caring
that from
energy.
You, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
your
I do.
Heart chakra.
Yeah. I think so, because when I carry things, it's always in here.
Yeah.
So
it's
maybe
interesting, though, that you say you're an Aries, because I feel like I've always gotten a air sign from you versus what is Aries?
Do you know?
Fire?
Is it fire?
I don't know.
I know it's the first sign of the zodiac. So there's a lot of like kind of not pride, but like owning that
confidence.
And confidence.
You're
a
natural born leader.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I love to be an island that like leads from behind.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and cool. A huge part about Aries is being able to rally people, and you fucking host shows.
Yes. Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You and are such an Aries.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, cool. This is all wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. See, everything makes sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like really, people want to talk bullshit about this stuff, but like,
It adds up
and it makes your life better, why not buy into it?
Exactly.
Oh, right? Instead of just like shitting on something because it's like easier.
Or scary.
Yeah. Well, fuck. Well, we can get into that when we get into the cards.
Mm. Oh, are you scared?
Yeah.
Totally.
For sure.
I get
You're
it.
Scared for this reading.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
I am.
It's vulnerable.
Well, that and also, so what was the thing you just did with the smoke?
Palo Santo. So I cleared the energy of the room just to kind of neutralize us
in
here.
So last night I saw Hereditary, the movie.
How is it? We were just talking about it.
Fucking Hereditary is terrifying. It is so spooky.
Okay.
Scary as hell. So I saw it at like 12:30 at night.
Oh, okay.
Right? And
you know why you couldn't sleep till 4:30.
Fuck no. I slept with the lights on. I saged my fucking place last night when I got home. Like, it fucked me up. And it has like, I'm not spoiling anything for you to not see it, but there's like rituals in it. And you know, there's like symbolism. And so last time, something like this fucked me up.
Yeah.
I went to see one of the Final Destinations and at the beginning of it, the whole like moment where they have the vision of the chaos happening and everyone dying, it was on an airplane.
Yeah.
And the next morning, it is the first one. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then the next morning I had a flight home and it's pouring rain and the flight is delayed and I just
were you like, should I leave?
I did leave. I got up off the plane before we took off. I was like, stop.
No.
I can't. I fucking can't be here. I'm so sorry, everyone. I cannot fly on this plane.
Is that the Malaysia airline?
And that was Malaysia. Yeah.
Damn.
Wow, I know.
You are super intuitive. So do you feel like that was an intuitive moment or a fear moment? Do you ever think about that? Like, oh, am I just like super anxious or am I actually picking up on something?
Yeah.
It's actually something different for me where I wonder like what I'm manifesting and what I'm not.
Okay.
It's like my instincts are pretty, like I've trusted them and they've really guided me beautifully my whole life. But I also don't know what the balance is between being guided by them and then making things shift
because of them. Because of knowing them.
But if you want to believe that everything was supposed to happen for a reason, then your intuition led you to do that for some reason, whether that pays off now or later.
But I don't believe in that everything happens for a reason.
You don't?
What do
you believe?
No, not at all. It just takes too much free will out of the equation, and then I'm too much of a control freak to think like all of this is being guided.
I guess when I say everything happens for a reason, I think like everything has a teaching moment. Like everything has a purpose, I guess. Not like, oh yeah, that you were supposed to get murdered because da da da. It's just like, oh no, I don't know. Maybe that's too dark, but maybe the person who got murdered was gonna kill someone else later or like start a war, you know? I don't know. There's so many things that
But what?
Is that not making sense?
Everything happens for a reason because you could have been murdered?
Are you kind of saying how you know, everything that seems like
bad
could be saving you from something worse, basically.
Correct.
So it's like everything's meant to be.
Yes.
Yeah. I also believe like all roads lead to here. But I guess that might be where you see free will coming out of it. Because like,
I don't know. There's just been like so many times when, like when I was driving for Instacart, that grocery delivery service, I was driving to someone's house in Culver City and I had this that story of that strong pull where I saw a truck on the side of the road and I immediately had this moment of just like escaping myself and feeling a car crash. And two lights later, a truck slammed into the back of me.
Fuck.
And it was just like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
So yeah, it's like, did you make that happen or did you feel that happen?
And 100%. What do you believe? Which one?
I I think the easy answer is I felt it and it happened instead of taking responsibility for it. Because taking responsibility for that kind of premonition feels dumb. That's and like it feels lot. Like a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a
why
lot.
Why put that on yourself if you don't have to?
Exactly. Well, I have to say, I actually believe that I've started to notice my power of manifesting things in. And I've first started noticing them in, quote, good things, like mm-hmm. celebrations, like, oh, getting this podcast to line up at the Comedy Store. Like,
and it did.
And it did, you
fuck
know,
yeah.
or whatever, like successes. I'm doing air quotes because I'm learning that nothing is good or bad.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm.
Teach me that.
And nothing is permanent. But
yeah, so true.
But yeah, but then that made me realize when I would have like scary thoughts, like maybe a car crash is about to happen. Because I get those too. I'll get random pings yes. of like fear thoughts or fringe thoughts like that.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh shit, I think I believe I am powerful enough to manifest, quote, good or bad. So when I get those,
change your thinking.
Yes. I try to take a breath. I try to take a breath and release it out. And then I try to put up like an imaginary sort of protective shield, which to me looks like pure glitter around me, like an invisibility cloak made of pure glitter.
I love it.
Yeah, and I just try to breathe it out because I'm like, shit, I'm motherfucking powerful, so I better be careful like where my mind's at.
Mm.
Because I do believe that like energetically, when I'm intent on something, I will it in.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm then making moves. You know, I think it does add up. It's like you're intending on something, you have a set intention, and then the universe kind of folds around you to make that happen if you're in alignment. This is like
okay.
deep shit. But yeah. are you guys following?
But that's how you go through
this
life.
Is how I try
yeah,
to live. Yeah,
that's how I go through yeah. life.
Wow.
Ever Wait. Since getting more in touch with my intuition, which is yeah. my definition of witch.
Yeah,
it's just totally. Being in touch with your intuition, which I think
intuition.
You are.
Intuition.
Intuition.
Oh my
god, that was an accident.
Yeah, I know. That was perfect.
But you were so in touch with it.
Intuition.
Hell
we'll
yeah.
get t-shirts that say that. Don't worry, Mike. I told you a few, I think a few months ago about The Secret. Did you ever watch it?
No.
Shit, you should.
Ooh, yeah.
yeah. The graphics are dated, but the info still works.
Like made in the 80s. Yeah. It's like so obvious, but it's so incredible.
Things have popped off from it for you?
Oh, yeah, since high school. I mean, that like, it literally, I was super depressed and, you know, that hasn't changed. But like, still, that gave me hope in, like, after I read The Secret, I remember there's like a specific day that I was in my car driving home from school and I was like, wow, I'm like excited to be alive now because I feel like I'm making life happen. Like if I want a parking spot, I'll just think like, you know what? I'm gonna find a parking
yeah,
spot.
Parking
and then someone
there.
Fucking turns out
yeah.
and
yeah.
like pulls out and then I pull right in. It's like little things like that. I've told you about the coffee moment.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college, I think I've told you about
yeah.
this too, Rachel.
You've told
when I was
mostly
in college.
Everyone.
Yeah, okay. So you guys have all heard it. Never mind.
But basically, guys, she manifested vanilla syrup for free into her latte by
yep.
just wishing it and thinking it.
Witching
and like,
it, yeah.
Witching it.
Witching it. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Do yeah, you feel like cool. you manifest, Mike?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Like hard work plus manifestation.
Yeah. yeah.
Like
being in alignment.
Yeah. yeah. Like recently, the past year, not January, December year, but like I there was a definitive moment about mm-hmm. a year from now.
Uh-huh.
And I just like, I love this stream I'm swimming in and I'm just
yes.
like, it's a hard stream and I'm yeah. swimming uphill sometimes, but it's like a good stream. So I'm really
yeah.
trying to stay in it.
Okay. And do you practice a lot of gratitude? I'm curious.
Yeah. That's like how I was raised.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you kind of already had that going on before this shift a year ago.
For sure. It
okay.
just, yeah, like things lined up a bit better.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
like everything, like
and
all
then,
the dots connected.
Okay.
What would you say tangibly is the difference? Like what have
therapy.
You done? Oh, cool.
Cool.
Yeah, okay.
Straight up therapy.
Yeah. So
you know?
Getting so fucking
yeah.
feeling
getting
and getting things
shit.
Out
mm-hmm.
and like just allowing that. And
oh my God.
Instead of keeping it in essentially.
Instead
or,
of keeping it in, but mm-hmm. also just like, I don't know. You know how, like, the first day of my therapy, she was like, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
And the worse it got, the better it got.
Yes.
Low key. And that was it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. For me, I do coaching. I use a coach instead of a therapist. So she's an intuitive coach. She's incredible. She's also a little bit of a psychic ability. She sees stuff. She sees spirits. But similar to therapy, like it's hour long sessions and working through stuff. And she gives me assignments and stuff. Ooh. And that was a huge shift for me too. Yeah. I think that that's important to talk about.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I've been going to therapy consistently for like 4 years and it's
really
incredible. I look forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always with the same person here?
Always with the same person.
That's awesome. Yeah. What a relationship.
Yeah, and like she's like a mother figure to me because I met her when I was in a really bad relationship. That was why I started going to her, which is a sign that I should not be in that relationship, but I stayed in it for longer. But so I started seeing her and then like things were good in our relationship, so I stopped seeing her. And then after we broke up, I was a fucking mess and it came back. So she's seen like so many iterations of who I am, but now I go to her every week because I've noticed that like when I don't have chaos going on in my life is when I actually like really get to the depth of shit because it's me at a neutral state and not just dealing with the chaos. I'm dealing with like actually who I am. Mm-hmm. And like what I believe about myself. Does that make sense?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, even to really know cool. that about yourself is so cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
So was that, if you don't mind us asking,
no,
was
yeah.
that like about a year ago then? That you started
yeah,
that?
Exactly.
Okay, so
exactly.
All starting from there.
And the like weird symbolism, if we were in a movie for
yeah,
it,
yeah.
is that as her and I started our relationship, she found out she was pregnant. So like the deeper I got into my own
Whoa,
like therapy sessions,
yeah.
the more she was like
getting pregnant.
Getting
like,
yeah. And so like I felt like I was giving birth to like a new self
yes,
while like
yes.
there's this physical manifestation of that in
right
the room
in front of you.
So you feel like that's
cool.
your baby now.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
Did you fuck your therapist, Mike?
Yeah, and that's why I'm there.
No,
free health care.
Oh yeah. Well, I want to remind you because this always helps me to hear whenever we're doing these cards. Whatever happens, I know you don't like this, but whatever happens is mm-hmm. supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And, comes up.
And there's no reason to be scared. We got you. The cards got you. It's all positive.
Yes.
Before we do it.
Yeah.
Will you two kind of share with me your background with these cards?
Yeah, totally.
Well, and, oh my gosh. Where do we even start?
Wow. I mean,
our friendship kind of like blossomed from this kind of witchy stuff. We both just like love talking about this stuff.
Yeah, about positivity
and
intuition.
Then Sally, our yeah. friend Sally, got Rachel cards.
This deck.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're goddess cards by Doreen Virtue. And they like, instead of tarot cards predict like a future kind of, but goddess will, it's more like guidance. It'll tell you what you need to know right now. Or even if it's not seemingly relevant to your life, you could still take a lesson from it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then as far as like our practice, we mm-hmm. kind of self-practice.
Yeah.
And,
which is why we're basic witches.
Yeah, we're not certified.
Not at all.
We don't have a degree in this, but you know, it's like I basically practice this kind of stuff in everyday life by continuing to get in touch with my intuition and test out listening to it and seeing like what it feels like when it's accurate, what it feels like when I'm more so in a fear mode or something.
Mm-hmm.
So self-practice, reading on friends, you know, all this stuff is really intangible. It's hard to,
yeah,
it's hard to explain, but
I'm hoping you'll experience it.
Okay. Do you do this every week for yourselves? Every day?
Not every day, not every week, but like when I need guidance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what they're here for.
Yeah.
Cool.
But there's been some fucking freaky ass moments. So
yeah.
one that I can just like quick recall. One time I was having a lover come over
mm-hmm.
and I like wanted to pull some cards, you know, for some guidance. And I fucking pulled of all cards. There's like, I don't know, 60, 46, something.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of cards there. Of all the cards, I pulled Aphrodite, which is like
no.
the goddess
yeah.
of sex and love and
yep.
femininity
yep.
and power. And like, of all the cards Ooh. I could have pulled, I was like about to get fucked. And like, there was Aphrodite
yeah.
about to get fucked with me.
Oh,
I've had.
Fuck.
Yeah. So there's a little ceremony that happens with the cards when we do the reading. And then I allow my intuition to tell me when and which card to pull. So,
mm-hmm.
so it's all intuition based for
mm-hmm.
me. And I have had fucking freaky moments like that happen where I'm by myself. I stand up and walk away because I'm like, what?
Yes.
Like, for me, one of the most memorable was, oh, okay. The deck was, I know I'm
mm-hmm.
like, whew, thinking about
it.
So the deck was still pretty new to me. So I'm not, and still, I've not pulled all the cards. I'm not familiar with all of them. I let them just pop out. But I was in a really scary time. I had been dumped. My whole life turned upside down in an instant. And speaking of therapy, my ex went to therapy for the first time ever, came home and dumped me out of an 8-year relationship out of the blue. So life turned upside down.
So
scary
therapy
times.
Can really change you.
Hey, but it's for the best.
As an offer, I was in an 8-year relationship, started there and broke up with my girlfriend.
And I think it was for the best for everyone, right?
Yeah.
And I know that. I know that. I'm
did
so thankful that
he did
that.
Did you do it immediately, though?
Yeah, I just texted her on the way out of the office.
No.
Just like,
well, that's what.
Is that really?
Well, mine was walked home and walked in the door and broke up with me.
Oh,
yeah. So
okay.
I mean, dramatic, but it's fine.
Literally.
But no, but it's so for the best. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but it was, you know, a hard transition. And so I'm living on my own for the first, well, not the first time, but whatever. I'm living on my own. And I was like, you know what? I have to take this fire and make moves right now because I feel such urgency and such freedom. And I actually am really grateful for all that. Mm. And so in my head, I was going like, please, while I'm shuffling the cards, I was going, please guide me. I know I need to just like take a leap. I know I need to just fucking jump. And then a card jumped out of the deck, which is a thing that can happen. They're called jumping cards.
It's like, it's not literally jumping. It's like,
but it like fell out or it popped to the top all of
a
sudden.
And that's a sign that like it was meant to be seen.
So
it was one of those. Okay. And the hair is growing back on my legs right now. And I know this sucks, but I have goosebumps. It was Leap of Faith was the name of the card.
No.
And that is one of the only cards that doesn't even like, I don't know if it has a like a goddess name, but it's the tagline is Leap of Faith. I freaked out.
Fuck.
Because that was literally the words that
you
had
was literally the phrase in my head. I didn't know that card existed. I think I cried. I think I started crying because I was like, this is so, what? I mean, come on. That has to be something.
Right.
That has to
it's
be
crazy.
Something.
It and is. There's been so many times that we've texted each other like videos of our readings where we're like, holy shit, I just had to, what the fuck? You know, like we're freaking out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I hope that you have an experience like that.
I mean, I'm open to it.
Okay,
cool.
I'm open to it.
That's
for
a great
sure.
Start.
Can you just tell us a little bit before we go into the reading about what you believe? I mean, we gather your intuitive. What's sort of, you know, around this stuff?
Around this stuff?
Yeah.
Are
you religious? Are you spiritual?
No.
Are
yes.
you? Okay.
First thing that's eating at me is I interrupted you twice in the middle of your stories, and I'm very sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
And once was with
you
a
notice.
Joke, and the other one, I can't remember, but I'm sorry about that.
I forgive you.
I love, this is what I'm into right now, and maybe this isn't the answer to your question, but it's where I'm at, is like, I love, like taking 20 minutes every day and laying flat on my back on my bed and just sinking into that like middle ground.
Grounded.
Yeah. And kind of like just like dip in my bucket into the energy well that is like everything and just kind of like pouring it back on myself to get jazzed up again.
Yes.
So that's kind of where I'm at is just picturing everything as like big balls of energy that...
Yeah.
You know, like what's the science thing where you put your hand on the electricity and all of the electricity goes towards your fingers?
Mm. Oh, uh-huh. Like at a science museum.
At a science museum, that big orb.
That are so cool when you're a kid.
Yeah, and that core that is shooting off the branches and you put your hand on it and you just fill back up.
Cool.
And that's kind of
amazing.
Where I'm at with what we're doing here.
Yeah,
cool.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
soak up the energy.
Soaking it up, trying, and giving it back. Yeah,
that's great. That's so good that to be open because I believe that's allowing all this good into your life, like this sort of year of being on a roll that you feel like you're on.
Yeah.
I feel like as you continue to stay grounded and open and allow, it's basically the ocean. It's like waves come in and out. If you just allow that to happen, beauty, awesome, good stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. So, there is one story that I kind of walked in here with, but maybe I figured this would be the place to tell it.
Hell yeah.
So growing up, I played hockey. And my number for hockey my whole life has been 33 because I love like certain players whose number was 33 as a hockey goalie.
My boyfriend in high school was number 33.
Really?
Is he one of your favorite players?
Uh-huh.
Casey Haynes?
Oh my gosh. Wow. This tattoo?
Yes!
Say anything to you?
Oh my gosh, it's his face.
My email address is mglaze33. Ah. And like my whole life. And like 33 has just been like my jazz. Yeah. And my friend brought over a numerology book in college. And we just started doing everybody's full names. Yeah. And my full name is Michael J. Glazer. And we broke it down. It was like 33133. Oh, and that was that walk away moment where I was like, what is this? Like,
that's crazy.
Right?
And I bet there's so many more examples in your life.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally. Yeah.
And that's a prime number. And I know there's something powerful about that, right?
Yeah.
33.
I mean, once that happened, I was like, oh, this is all real. And this I kind of filled my ego a little bit with it at a certain point. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's fun. It's fun. Yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah. So I believe in all of it. There's no reason not to.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. So you're very open.
Let's get to it.
Okay.
Did you Palo Santo the cards?
No, I will.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, we're going to, okay. So we are going to clear, because I'm the last one who used my cards, so they have my energy in them right now.
Okay.
I'm going to Palo Santo them as well as clear the deck. And whoever's feeling called the most to do the reading can.
Are you?
I feel really in touch.
Okay, I'm not. So you,
perfect. That's
great.
Why I feel in touch then.
Great.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I love that you two are across from each other for this too. So you can really like give and take.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Okay, so yeah, clearing that deck.
I have this shell from, this is good. Yeah, I found this shell at the ocean recently when I went to release some negative energy from a man. I burned something, some paper that had some things written on it, and I donated the ashes to the ocean to just give it back to nature and really
like a charity donation.
Really be saying, yeah, I know you need this more than I do. Yeah.
ash.
I mean, yeah. And when I cleared those into the ocean, I saw this really pretty shell. Mm. And that is now and I came home with, I was like, I need to take this home for some reason. And it's like the perfect fit to hold my Palo Santo.
Love it.
Yeah. And then dolphins appeared.
No way. So,
shout out to dolphins.
Shout out to dolphins.
If you're listening.
Thank you. Okay. Clearing the deck.
Okay. So she's knocking on it.
Now I need to pass the deck over to Michael, and I need you to touch every card with your dominant hand. Are you right or left-handed?
Left.
Amazing.
Really?
I love a good lefty. Okay.
She would have said that no matter what.
No, left is more special. Most of us are righties. So I just need you to at least touch each card with your dominant hand. You can do that by like pushing them from one hand to the other. And you are just going to naturally be putting your energy into the deck this way.
Just getting the deck familiar with you. It's feeling your vibe.
It's like foreplay. You're just touching. Just touching.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And getting everybody
talking about giving and receiving. You're like literally pushing one energy into the other hand. The giving into the receiving hand.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Good
great.
Job.
Great. Okay, no. Okay.
Is that it?
Actually, we're going to give them back to you and have you.
Okay.
So we're going to take a moment. You can fan the cards and hold them to your heart. This is great because you feel like your heart chakra is where your intuition is.
Yeah.
We always have you hold them to your heart facing you and think about, this can be general, or if you have something that's specific in mind that you want guidance on, this is your time to basically have your intention. And if you don't have anything, just be open to receiving whatever you need to hear.
Something I often ask the cards, like, what do I need to know today? So then it's very like open-ended, vague enough, but still kind of direct.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could ask you very specifically specific, about like career, love, whatever.
And you can.
Okay.
Yeah. And just take a moment, take a breath in.
Maybe close your eyes.
Okay.
Inhale. Hold it. Exhale.
Again.
Ooh, good. I'm definitely in your energy.
Cool.
Okay, cool. And when you're ready, give me the cards, please. Thank you. Awesome. Okay, thank you. What does Michael need to know?
Was that your question? What was your question?
My question was, are the things that I'm working really hard on making come true ever going to come true?
Hell yeah.
Okay. What does Michael need to know?
She's shuffling with her eyes closed.
Whoa.
Oh,
whoa.
We got a jumper.
Okay, got a jumper. I got a ping in my intuition. Okay. Oh, wow. Whoa. Oh, cool. Okay. Okay.
What
we
is it?
We pulled Mother Mary, expect a miracle.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I have, I have so many goosebumps.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me just, whoo.
My skin is electric.
I'm like clammy and my, so many goosebumps. I'm a little shaky. Because I was really in your energy right there and I got such a strong ping, then that card jumped. So, expect a miracle. Have faith that your prayers have been heard and are being answered.
I mean, are you fucking kidding?
Yeah. So that hard work.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Whoo. Let's.
So look at the card.
Unbelievable.
What do you see? Describe it for the listeners. What do you see? What do you feel? What do these colors make you feel?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is it's a woman holding a baby whose hands are up.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Uh-huh.
Oh, the baby. The your freaking, therapist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, you got it. I'm like, woo. Okay.
Oh my gosh. And then it's just these like angelic beings surrounding it, just like listening and hearing and being and... I also love that she is wearing such dark colors and it's like a nude open baby who is like so obviously like just open.
Yeah.
So I don't know because it's weird because I don't know if I'm in this or if I'm like seeing.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel?
And it feels like I'm outside of it. It's seeing it. Do you know what I don't know how to describe
as
that.
As in you're not the baby, you're not the Mother Mary, but
you're seeing this image.
Yeah.
You're a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like there's that beam of like light shooting out into the stars from me to this.
Okay.
And
yeah.
That's
and
feels.
From that to you. Probably.
And from that to me.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there something specific that you were thinking of that could be this miracle? Like what is it that you have been working so hard for that you want?
Two things. One is to create a weed show that like actually gets made.
Yeah.
Mm. And the other thing is, should I just cook for the rest of my life instead? You know, like who am like I'm in this weird transition of like
I
believe so strongly in
you.
I don't want to interrupt that.
No. okay. Expect a miracle. I did see on your Instagram, your post about the weed cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
That does seem like a perfect fit for you,
totally.
But it wasn't something that you were cast in, you know, right?
I hadn't even heard of it.
You hadn't even heard of it and it had already come out, but it's like, oh, that was such a perfect fit. I just got a message that there is still a perfect fit of weed and cooking for you in this success. So
expect a miracle.
It could be that they see that post of yours and you then get on the next season or you replace someone on this season or it could be that it's a show of your own.
Yep.
But it just came to me so strong.
It's gonna
happen. I love
that.
Okay. Oh, that's wonderful.
I have great news. There's even more to be read about this card.
Okay.
Okay. So now I'm reading from this guidebook. It's a little book that comes with the cards. And here's your message from Mother Mary. Faith is the light that illuminates your pathway. Without faith, the future looks very frightening. That's why it's essential for you to take whatever steps are necessary to keep your mind and heart filled with faith.
Mm.
Please don't give up hope on yourself or other people. Keep the candle of faith burning within your soul, as that one small inkling of hope can eradicate the darkness of despair. Be the light that eliminates someone else's gloomy hopelessness as well. For as you make others stronger, it strengthens not only yourself, but the entire world. Oof.
Wow.
I love that.
That's so huge to hear right now, too, because I do feel so fucking lost right now.
Mm.
And so to hear to like keep that faith is wonderful.
Reminder.
Yeah.
Keep that fire burning.
Totally. Yeah. God damn. It goes from like you being open enough as you shuffle to have one jump and being.
Yes.
Being aware that that's what moves forward
and,
to this.
And you being open because I felt so strongly from in your energy. We were, like my eyes were closed, but I was like very connected to you. So you were open.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is the message you needed to hear.
Wow.
There's more.
This is my favorite part. Okay. Various meanings of this card. So this just makes it very simple, straightforward.
Yeah. And one or more of these could apply.
Yeah.
But they probably won't all apply because this is, you know, going to be based on the person. So various meanings.
Okay.
Okay.
Let go of worrisome thoughts. Great.
Love it.
Keep your thoughts positive.
Mm-hmm.
Working on notice it. And follow any divine guidance you may receive. Like, hello, this card.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Pray. Engage in spiritual healing. I mean, you are right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to keep that card. This just hit me. Yeah.
Really?
I am like almost going to cry.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You need to keep that card as a reminder.
Oh, yeah. This is so sweet.
I think I'm still in your energy.
Oh my gosh.
Because these are not my tears. but
she's
it's
a fucking witch.
Yeah.
You are. You're really a vessel for like all humanity.
Yeah.
Or
I need
everything.
You to keep that because I don't need it. I've pulled that card for myself already.
That's so
once.
Beautiful.
And it was what it needed to be for me at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think you need a physical reminder right now.
Rachel, you're going to have no cards left by the end of this podcast.
I'll get more cards. I can buy more cards.
I mean, that means so much.
Yeah.
I absolutely will. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Because you need to see it. I feel like you need to see it and hold it and have it visually to have that
reminder.
Keeping the faith mindset. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Oh, I love that.
What's crazy about that is that it's such a... So when you asked me and I was like, oh, I think it's me projecting this out to them. That almost feels like a weird defense mechanism in a way to be like, once removed from the thing, you know? So I think the longer I have this, the more I could like really sink into what I'm holding right now.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
Okay, about Mother Mary.
Yeah. I know.
Oh. We have to touch, right? We have to like make contact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
Yeah.
About Mother Mary. She's the beloved mother of Christ who's known as the, quote, Queen of the Angels for her ongoing and miraculous healing work. Mary works closely with anyone who is a child advocate, teacher, or healer. Mm-hmm. She loves children and is devoted to making the world a safe and happy place for them. If you'd like to help children, ask Mother Mary for a divine assignment.
Motherfucker.
Would you like to help children? Is that something that...
Like, my whole deal is trying to, like, give people a better day. Like,
I know, I've heard you say that.
That fuels me so fucking strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Children, I mean, yeah. We've had a cool little connection my whole life. Yeah. Yeah.
And multiple other things. In the book, it said something about... you keeping that faith and being that light for other people to see and do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's you like lighting people up.
Yeah.
Like you just said.
It does. It fills me up.
Yeah. And
it really fills me up.
Also, I feel like we got to go back to your fucking therapy journey with this therapist who was becoming a mother in front of you in your journey.
Holy shit. Is her name Mary?
Oh, no.
Oh,
I mean, then we have to burn this place down.
Yes. Yeah, it won't get better.
No.
No.
Oh my
gosh. Like the story you had to tell us, you felt drawn to tell us was about your therapy journey, about your rebirth, you becoming born, and you pull Mother Mary, which is a woman holding a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Being
and starting this whole conversation with the book about your pussy.
And all that power and all that. Yeah.
Oof. I mean, and talking about giving and receiving from there.
Yes.
Wow. Whoa.
It's crazy. And like the question you asked, this answered it almost. Like it said, your prayers are being answered.
Yeah. You were like, is my hard work paying off? You said that. And the card says, your prayers are heard. They are being answered.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Right?
Which is also great because it's not yes or no. It's just it's there.
Heard.
It's heard.
It's out.
It's in the works.
Exactly. That's something that helps me relax a lot is when I remember, I'm putting it all out there. Like the energy is out every day. I don't have to see results because I know that everything's in motion.
Mm.
And I feel like this card is affirmative of that to you. Like all your hard work is in motion, AKA your prayers are being heard.
Mm.
It you can expect a miracle because it's on the way to happening.
Yes.
God damn. I walked in here spooked and I feel like alive.
Oh, yes. That's our hope.
Yeah.
That's
unbelievable.
Amazing.
We've actually pulled many cards about the like conception of this podcast. So like this podcast feels like it's even come from the cards themselves.
Because
like we have discovered individually and together that like our mission is to, like you said, make people's lives better.
Yeah.
And like this is kind of our way of, it's like spiritual healing and
serving. Yeah, the good of everybody.
So the fact that you feel alive is like, good, we did our job today.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. This is crazy. Also, it's kind of cool that like we're sitting in a little triangle right now.
Yeah.
And so there's something really like neat to me for like sitting at the like edge of this table with you two across from each other holding this. Like I can kind of feel a little circle of
you're a witch.
I don't know. I don't know.
Basically.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Well, I think we could wrap up with some gratitude.
Do you feel sorry, I just want to ask, do you feel a need to pull another card or are you feel good about that?
No. Oh, yeah. What would I be chasing?
Exactly.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
One and done.
Totally. But do you do that sometimes if you find...
Oh, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a card pull and then I'm like, we need one more, but with you, I don't feel that at all. I feel really...
Feels like it was answered.
When you do one more, is it because of like, you're just like dissatisfied with...
Yes, sometimes. Yeah. And that's enough for us to be like, okay, then this wasn't it. I maybe jumped the gun, trusting that and being allowed to play and not, you know, being flexible. But this feels really strongly like a yes and a done.
Yeah.
And
I mean, actually, your tears.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
I'm Palo Santoing myself because I want to, just come back into my own energy.
Body.
Yeah.
Fuck
like,
yes.
yeah.
Stop making her
your
cry.
Energy, no. But it was not tears of sadness. It was tears of like motivation and strength. So
cool. Yeah. That feels great. Cause like, one of my friends told me like a couple weeks ago, it's like, you burn really hot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, what does that mean?
Aries,
so I've been thinking about
fire.
That a lot. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's it.
Okay. So true. So true. Cause Aries can come in hot on stuff. Mm-hmm. Aries are. Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
You do. Yeah. Okay. Cause your energy was so like, I was in it. Boom. Mm. In it. You were. Yeah.
Damn.
You're hot.
Yeah. You're hot, mate. do you have anything that you want to plug?
This, like being open to this.
Yeah,
I think that's the plug.
Oh my gosh. It. Amazing.
Yeah. Y'all don't need to know anything more. You have Google. Like
what,
just
a
like
selfless man.
Be Aww. Into, be open to this. This is a cool experience that even if you try it just once with your friends, like do it right and see what happens.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you had a good like time with this.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yay. Like, ooh, I didn't know what to think. And now I'm kind of invested in like learning more.
Cool. Amazing. Oh, cool.
Love it.
Have fun with it.
Well, yeah, we want to end each episode with something that you're grateful for. So what are you grateful for?
The first thing that comes to mind is feeling like Los Angeles is finally home because I feel like I have good people. I feel like I have a couple things that add purpose and validation to my life.
Mm.
And I live right by a Whole Foods so I can like... go like,
thank God
get, yeah I yeah, can like walk stuff. There and get some stuff
it's like, the little things
it is it really is like I can get I can get some like vegetables and go back to my apartment that I love and just like I feel like I'm home a bit and I'm really grateful for that.
I am grateful for Tom Bambara for bringing you and I together.
Shout out Tom.
Shout out to Tom.
He
and
comes
dolphins.
Up right he comes up a lot.
And I'm grateful for all of you listening on KWRN. No, dude, I'm so grateful for my empowerment as a woman, learning to love myself, which I have Leah and our whole team of women on Adele Dazeem, our UCB musical improv team, to thank for lifting me up into that empowered place about 2 years ago, which all leads to here.
Yes.
And grateful for doing this. Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Woo!
Right?
Great. Ow.
This is like the opposite of Marc Maron. Like, this is so...
We love, but yeah.
But yeah, but like this is like such a healthy way to start the day.
So true. It's so good. True.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here, Michael.
Thank you both for having me. And like and subscribe, right? Like leave
like
a review.
Subscribe. Leave some comments. Shout out to the Comedy Store. We're so grateful. Speaking of being grateful, we're so grateful to get to be recording our podcast here.
Hell yeah. Good vibes.
Yeah.
Totally. And I don't know if y'all are doing it yet, but I would personally be curious if anyone listens to this and does this kind of thing.
Oh,
like, do you share these cards online? Like what happens to the power of them when you start putting things on social media.
Oh, interesting.
I've never thought about
I'm sure
that.
I'm sure we would like to follow up on the episode, maybe post a picture of the card you got, talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
See what people have to
Yeah, I would be curious to hear other people's thoughts on this. If anyone like hits anybody up.
Yeah, yeah. And we'd like to also in the future have we're planning to have some witches on.
Real witches. Pro witches.
Pro witches. Because we're basic we're level. Basic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're getting started.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool.
Fucking exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Peace out.
Basic witches.